Hi there, I'm Bruce Cameron. This is Come All Ye, folk music on 2MCE, your community FM station. And we'll start the program today with a couple of tracks from the Isle of Man. This group is called Barul, and they take their name from a mountain, but it's not really. It's more of a moderately steep hill called Barul on the Isle of Man, where legend says the ancient Celtic god Manannan Mac Lir stalked his mighty fortress, Barul. That's the name of the band. And we'll hear In Search of Manannan, that elusive Celtic god. That's the name of a song. In times of strife, Manx people have sought the help of Manannan, the ancient god of man, M-A-N-N. But first they had to try to find him. Some say he lives in that castle on the top of Barul. But first, we're going to hear a march, Malcharain's March, a tune that kind of inspired the Manx national anthem.
Thank you. baby in his cart and leave you bread and beer. Leave your warm and tender touch and all that you hold dear. Hey ho, leave your home, it's time to go. And leave the baby in his cart, leave your bread and beer. And take me to the mountain through the mist and failing light. Take a seven lantern with us deep into the night. Hey ho, take to the road and let's now go and take me to the mountain and the mist and failing down the deepest well and out across the moor. Seek him where the savage cliff touches to the shore. Hey ho, seek him high and seek him low. Seek him down the deepest well and out across the moor. We came at length upon the rue where carved into the slate appeared a mighty fortress that was sealed with golden gates. Hey-ho, can you let me know, is the master home? We came upon a fortress sealed with golden gates. And who that has no fear? And who that dares to lead the way before Manan and MacLean?
Okay, that's a nice long lingering chord to end. A song called In Search of Manannan, the mysterious Celtic god who lives on top of the hill of Barul on the Isle of Man. Name of the group, Barul. And before that, Malcharan's March, which is a great tune. Welcome to Come All Ye. Nice to have you aboard. We head off to Melbourne now for the next two tracks. They come from an album called Music Evermore by Saoirse. This is, first of all, Molly Nagui ni Holonan, and then a set of tunes called the Brady's Set.
Mm-hmm. Mishka ka jimni smo. Brain landing go joni vlasi may. O kaime ma kalim bia go ho. Ka kata ma folk on thadi do. His father la mumi yumi. His father la mumi a jimmy shi. His father la mi saka sursi. Mami na go ni hananan. Jenny me char an arg. Speak it a bad win a braka gum. Sneedy madin na da go ho. Is father la mumi yumi, is father la mumi a jimishi, is father la misaka sursi, malina guni halanan, is father la mum, is father la mumi a jimishi, is father la misaka sursi, malina guni halanan. Gotta wash Nadini and Anna checking us. Me and a maham nagabra. Jacko alwani kalanan. Is father la moon, is father la moon, is father la moon, be a jibishi. Is father la misaka sursi. Mali naguni halanan. Is father la. Is father la mumi yumi, is father la mumi a jimishi. Is father la misaka sursi, malina guni halanan. Is father la mum, is father la mum, is father la mumi a jimishi. Is father la misaka sursi, malina guni halanan. Is father la mum, is father la mum, is father la mumi a jimishi. Is father la misaka sursi.
Two sets there from a good band from Sandringham, I think, in Melbourne. That's Searsha and the album Music Evermore. We just heard a set of Tunes, Brady's, The Congress, and what was that last one? Far From Home, of course, Far From Home. And before that, the song Molly Nguyen-e Chulainn, traditional song. So we've started the program with two double plays, two tracks from single albums. I'm going to do it again. Next one comes from Tanglewood, an album called Where You Been So Long. Tanglewood come from Chicago. We'll play, we'll hear Ginseng Blues, traditional song, that the band learned from the Kentucky Ramblers a long time ago. They tell us that the protagonist's Georgia killing spree and the hanging death of his girlfriend are mentioned as casually as his disinclination to dig a fleshy-rooted perennial, Ginseng Blues. And then a couple of Irish tunes that have made their way into American string band repertoires, Angeline the Baker and Soldier's Joy. This is Tanglewood.
Ain't gonna dig no ginseng, ain't gonna hunt no squirrel. Ain't gonna do a doggone thing but love to your sweet mama. You can't read my mind. When you think loving your mama, that's when you ought to cry. Boat instead. don't you wanna go? I'm gonna get a drink, don't you wanna go? I'm gonna get a drink, don't you wanna go?
Well, it's all just joy.
$0.15 for the morphine, $0.15 for the beer, $0.15 for the morphine, gonna take me away from here.
Well, there you go. There's a version of that tune that you won't hear very often, Soldier's Joy, from Tangleweed. Angeline the Baker and Soldier's Joy together with interesting lyrics. And before that, the song Ginseng Blues. Ginseng, there's an American ginseng, and presumably that's what that song is about. It's an old song. Native Americans used it as a traditional medicine. And it's apparently prevalent over much of the eastern part of the United States, or the contiguous United States. Why the song came about, I can't tell you. I don't know. Another double play now, this time from an album called Five, just the numeral, Five. And it's described as a special collection of archive material containing all rare or previously unreleased material which has never been out on CD before. And it's from the collected works of one Ashley Hutchings, who's been involved for a long, long time in English traditional music and not so traditional, Fairport Convention, the Albion Band, and a group called, a group I hadn't heard of until I saw this album some time ago, called the Sawdust Band. So first of all, we'll hear a song from Fairport Convention when Ashley Hutchings was part of the band, and it's a song forever associated with Sandy Denny, who's going to sing it, the late Sandy Denny, and then the Sawdust Band with an instrumental called the Norfolk Long Dance. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE.
Who knows where the time goes? till it's time to go. So come the storms of winter, and then the birds in spring again. I have no fear of time.
Norfolk Long Dance. Norfolk Long Dance by the Sawdust Band and their bass player Ashley Hutchings. Before that, Who Knows Where the Time Goes by Fairport Convention with Sandy Denny leading the vocals and the bass player Ashley Hutchings. And he put together this compilation of tracks from all over the place, versions of stuff that did come out on album, but these are versions previously unreleased. They were heard too. And now I'll introduce you to the featured album. It's called Undaunted. It comes to us from Corey Purcell, who's an instrumentalist and singer and step dancer, Irish step dancer, from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Yes, that Allentown, as in the Billy Joel song, which is a folk song. I've played it on this program, that Billy Joel song. Anyway, I digress. Corey Purcell is living in Allentown. He was introduced to Irish culture at a very early age and particularly was drawn to Irish dancing. And he went through the ranks of the Irish dancing scene, found himself competing for world championships, stuff like that. And after 14 years, he discovered that he preferred his own artistic approach to the strict form required by the judges. So he hung up his dancing shoes and moved into, well, no, I shouldn't say hung up his dancing shoes. He hung up his traditional dancing shoes and then moved into stage productions and performance, that sort of thing. So he's still dancing, but he's also more than adept on button accordion, cittern, baron, and as we'll hear, he's a good singer as well. So, featured album is called Undaunted, released on May the 30th, 2023. And we'll start with a song called The Banks of Sweet Dundee, traditional Scottish song, obviously. A song that tells the tale of a young girl who stands against the will of her uncle. The title of the album is taken from the lyrics of one of the later verses of this song and captures the resilience and zeal of the story's protagonist, Undaunted. Title track, in a way, Corey Purcell.
It's of a farmer's daughter, so beautiful, I'm told. Her parents died and left her £500 in gold. She lived with her uncle because of all her woes. As you will hear, this maiden did prove his overthrow. Her uncle had a ploughboy, young Mary loved full well. 'Twas in her uncle's garden their tales of love they did tell. There was a wealthy squire who oft came for her to see. So Mary loved her ploughboy on the banks of sweet Dundee. Her uncle rose one morning and then went straight away. He knocked upon her bedroom door and unto her he thus did say, "Rise up, you fair young maiden, a lady now you shall be. The squire stands waiting by the banks of sweet Dundee." A fig for all your squires, your lords and dukes likewise. My Willie, he appears to me like diamonds in my eyes. Be gone, unruly female, for happy thou shalt never be. I mean to banish young Willie from the banks of sweet Dundee.
Pray kill me now, said he. They'd rather die.
sweet Dundee. Young Mary was out walking, lamenting for her love. She met the wealthy squire down in her uncle's grove. Put the royal arms around her, stand up, base man, said she. You took the only man I love from the banks of sweet Dundee. Clasped his arms around her and tried to throw her down. Two pistols and a sword she spied beneath his undergown. Young Mary took those pistols and the sword he used so free. She did fire and shot the squire on the banks of sweet Dundee. And hasten to the ground. Oh, since you've shot the squire, I'll give you your death wound. Stand off and cry, young Mary, undaunted I will be. She triggered, drew, her uncle slew on the banks of sweet Dundee. As soon as he came back again, young Mary ceased to mourn. The day it was appointed, they joined their hands so free. And now they live in splendor on the banks of sweet Dundee. And now they live in splendor on the banks of sweet Dundee.
There's Corey Purcell from the featured album today on Come All Ye. It's called Undaunted, Scottish traditional song, The Banks of Sweet Dundee. We'll hear more from him in just a few minutes. Now, oh, I should tell you that he's on every track, obviously. It's his album. But he's got a lot of guest musicians, and some of them only play on one particular track. Some play on a couple. We heard there a whistle player named Zach Legere, who did a bit of double tracking, I think. But it was just Corey Purcell playing cittern, eight-course cittern, and singing. So that's the featured album. As I said, we'll come back to that in just a wee while. Here's the Malkeys. This is a track from Alistair Hewlett's final recording, I think. The Malkeys, Suited and Booted. A song called Playing for the Traffic, one of his compositions.
You could have seen him any day at the back of Martin Place, in a battered Sunday suit, the scene for better days. Glowing on the mouth, up with a kind of wit and grace, the ring a smile to the face of a broken clock. There was none of us, of course, a seal bugger didn't know, from Mother Kelly's doorstep to the banks of the Ohio. The typists and the tellers didn't want to bloody know, dealing with the nose of future shock. He was playing for the traffic and the 9-to-5ers, Tooraloo, you're bound for Botany Bay. And he gave up to this world and all the penny pension skiver, to turn around and look the other way. Stood a while to listen, he played the thing with ease, but the crowd that day was tighter than a pullet of wine and cheese. Maybe they were hard, or just been hard to please, but no one put a single cent his way. So I reached into my pocket to even up the score, and dropped the pile of change into the tin plate on the floor.
When you walk the streets, they treat you like a whore, and no one ought to ever feel that way. He was playing for the traffic and the 9-to-5ers, Dooraloo, you're bound for Botany Bay. And he gave birth to this world and all the penny pension skivers that turned around and looked the other way. He was playing when I left him with a new crowd to convince. I often look out for him, but he's not been back there since. Did anybody notice? Does anybody wince? That's some old digger picking through the trash. In this land of milk and honey, where there's more than enough for all, why did he spend his whole life with his back against the wall? Did he fight in two world wars, twined up with sweet sod all? Working on the street for a bit of stash. Christ, he was playing for the traffic and the 9-to-5ers. Tooraloo, you're bound for Botany Bay. And he gave more to this world than all you penny pension skivers that turn around and look the other way. He was playing for the traffic and the 9-to-5ers. Tooraloo, you're bound for Botany Bay. And he gave up to this world and all the penny pension skivers that turned around and looked the other way.
He was playing for the traffic and the 9-to-5ers. Sad life of a busker near Martin Place in Sydney. That's the voice, unmistakable voice, of Alistair Hewlett and his band from Glasgow called The Malkies. The Malkies, I've told you before, I hope you remember, The Malkies, rhyming slang, Scottish slang, Malky, Malcolm, and they named it after Malcolm Fraser. Cutthroat razor, Malcolm Fraser. So if you've got a Malky on you, you've got a cutthroat razor. In 1929, in a colliery near Newcastle in New South Wales, police opened fire on picket lines. There was a lockout, coal lockout, and a young miner was killed. Norman Brown was his name. Mercifully, a rare event in Australia's industrial history. Bob and Margaret Fagan bring us the next song, and it was composed by Graham Seal, who was the first professor of folklore in Australia, and he was at Curtin University in Perth. He still lives over there. So the song called The Country Knows the Rest, Graham Seal, captures the shockwaves that were sent through the mining communities of the Hunter Valley and beyond. Bob and Margaret Fagan.
The year was 1929. The place was Rothbury Town. The miners were all locked out, and our wage had been knocked down. From March until December, we lived on bread and dole. Until the Rothbury mine reopened with scabs to dig the coal. And the country knows the rest. So the miner's dole was cut, and our strike pay couldn't last. But the men and women of Rothbury determined to stand fast. All across the coal fields, miners heard the call. On a warm night in December, they met at Rothbury one and all. the country knows the rest. It was early in the morning upon that fateful day. Many hundred miners gathered there to send the scabs away. A piper played before us in the breaking blood-red dawn. But when we reached the Rothbury mine gates, a bloodier day was born. And the country knows the rest. The police were in the bushes with pistols in their hands. There were more of them on horseback to break the miners' stand. Just how it all started, I swear. But the guns began firing and the blood began to flow. And the country knows the rest. All over, and the police had broken through. Many miners badly beaten, bullet wounded too. Beneath the Rothbury mine gates, Norman Brown was lying dead, and the lifeblood from me veins stained the coal dust red, and the country knows the rest.
Bob Fagan delivering that main vocal there with his wife Margaret and daughter Kate providing some harmony vocals. Kate's brother James was playing mandolin on that. The Country Knows the Rest, written by Graham Seal, Professor Graham Seal, possibly Emeritus Professor Graham Seal by now. Bob and Margaret Fagan's album is called Landmarks on the Journey. It was released in 2019. You're listening to Come All Ye. We're going to hear another track from the featured album. I've told you about the multi-instrumental abilities of Mr. Corey Purcell, and we've heard his voice. Well, we'll hear three tunes that he composed now. No, two tunes. Gas Station Sushi and Whiskey and a Fiddle. They're both polkas. The fiddle player is named Deirdre Lockman. Thank you. couple of polkas from the featured album, composed and played on button accordion by Corey Purcell. Gas Station Sushi and Whiskey and a Fiddle. The fiddle player helping him out there is named Deirdre Lockman. So, yes, more than a touch of the Kerry style about that second polka in particular. Rather nice.
I was a-linking o'er the lea, finest wheel that ever I did see, looking for his charity, would you lodge a lame poor man? Oh, the night being wet and it being cold, she took pity on the poor old soul. She took pity on the poor old soul, and she bade him to sit down with a tour and her and Antony, right in her father do it he, tour and her and her and and her and I don't. Sat him down in the chimney nook, the bonny young daughter gave him the look. He's thrown his bags behind the crook, and merrily he did say. Oh, he grew canty and she was fain, but little did the old mother ken just what the two of them were saying as they sat say thrang, where the two and her and Antony followed her dear. As they sat, say, thran, oh, if I was as black as I am white, like the snow on yon fell dyke, I'd dress myself so beggar-like, and away with you I'd gang. Oh, lassie, lassie, you're far too young, and you haven't got the lilt of the begging tongue. Haven't got the lilt of the begging tongue, so with me you cannot gang. With the tour and her and Antony, father do a dee, tur and her and her and me, with me you can't gang. I hurt my back and I'll bend my knee, set a black patch on my knee, and for a beggar they'll take me, and away with you I'll gang. With the tur and her and Antony, oh, tur and her and her and me, and away with you I'll gang. For all that the doors were locked quite tight, the old woman rose in the middle of the night. The old woman rose in the middle of the night, but to find the old man gone. Oh, she's run to the cupboard, likewise to the chest, all things there and nothing missed. Clapping her hands and the dear be blessed, wasn't he an honest old man? With the tour and her and Antony, father do a dear. Wasn't he an honest old man? Oh, the breakfast was ready and the table laid. The old woman went for to waken the maid. The bed was there, but the maid was gone. Away with the lame poor man. And a tour and her and Antony, father do you pay. Tour and her and her and me. Away with the lame poor man. Now 7 years have passed and gone, this old beggar come back again, looking for his charity, would you lodge a lame poor man? Oh, I never lodged any but the one, with him my one daughter began, and I choose you to be the very one, and I'll have you to be gone, with a tour and her and Antony, tour and her and her. I'll have you to be gone. If your one daughter you want to see, she has two bernies on her knee. She has two bernies on her knee, and a third one coming round. Yonder she sits, yonder she stands, the fairest lady in all Scotland. She has servants at her command, since she went with the lame poor man. And a tour and her and Antony, father do a dee. Antony, since she went with the lame poor man, and a Turner and Anthony, right, Turner and Father Dewey, Turner and Anthony, Turner and I.
Haven't heard June Tabor on the program for a while, but there she was with a song called The Old Beggar Man, otherwise known as The Gabberlunzy Man. That version collected in Fermanagh, I do believe. Andy Cutting playing diatonic accordion behind her there from a good album of June Tabor's called Apples. This one's a rather offshore song. First verse goes something like, DC-4 revving up out onto runway. My lover is on that plane. She's Sydney bound for to stay. But it doesn't sound quite like that because it's in the Norfolk Island language.
DC-4 revving up out on a runway. My Stintola on a plane, Tall Sydney bound for stay. Now I got the blues, and they say NI blues. I got the blues, and I got it for you from a strip straight up a wrist. Catch it for loneliness at ease. Drink, forget you miss. Where you live was pretty mean. I got the blues, them they see NI blues. I got the blues, and I got it for you. Talk's a how enough for my steady whiz. Now life won't be rough, I might come back one day. I got the blues, and they see NI blues. I got the blues, and I got it for you. Then I cast it. Now I'll go side I want. And be out of debt by what the night. I know I got the blues, them they see NI blues. I know I got the blues anymore for you. I know I got the blues anymore for you.
That's George Christian, known as Tuffy, George Tuffy Christian. Christian, of course, fairly well-known Norfolk Island surname. NI Blues, from an album called Pili Longa NI. Pili Longa means sticking with. So I'm sticking with Norfolk Island NI. The album, I guess, is more interesting for the language than the actual content of the song. Not exactly deep and meaningful. But it is interesting because there are words there that don't exist anymore in standard English, and some that have been developed from modern English, like in the second verse, from the strip, obviously the runway, the landing strip, straight up a riss, a, the, straight up to the riss, and that's the RSL, the rissol, up a riss. Catch it before loneliness sets in, drink, forget your miss, the way you left me was pretty mean. So, yeah, you know, it's one of those songs. There are a few songs on this album that are in English, but most of them are in the language that many Pitcairn Island descendants who live on Norfolk Island would speak, because they're bilingual. They speak standard English and that Creole language referred to as Norfolk that originated in the early days of the Pitcairn community and some subsequently developed into a language in its own right. It is interesting, I think, anyway. Hope you do too. George Tuffy Christian, NI Blues. Here is a group called Press Gang, and Press Gang came from Perth. They don't exist anymore. Perth does, but they don't. This is a Carolan composition, Turlough or Carolan, Eleanor Plunkett.
Thank you.
A Dutchman's not the kind of man to leave his thumb jammed in the dam that holds his dreams in. But that's a secret only Margaret knows. When Amsterdam is golden in the summer, Margaret brings him breakfast. She believes him. He thinks the tulips bloom beneath the snow. He's mad as he can be, but Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees her unborn children in his eyes. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a man, and now, dear Margaret remembers that for me. The Dutchman still wears wooden shoes. His cap and coat are patched with love that Margaret sewed there. Sometimes he thinks he's still in Rotterdam. He watches tugboats down canals and calls out to them when he thinks he knows the captain. So Margaret comes to take him home again, through unforgiving streets that trip him, though she holds his arm. Sometimes he thinks he's alone and calls her name. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and now dear Margaret remembers that for me. The winter's whirl, the windmills round, she winds his muffler tighter and they sit in the kitchen. Some tea with whiskey keeps away the dew. He sees her for a moment, calls her name, she makes the bed up singing some old love song. A song that Margaret learned when it was new. He hums a line or two. They sing together in the dark. The Dutchman falls asleep and Margaret blows the candle out. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and now dear Margaret remembers that for me. And now dear Margaret
Corey Purcell with The Dutchman, a song written in the 1960s by an American singer-songwriter, Michael Peter Smith. Fascinating song. It was very popular there for a while in folk clubs, and then it sort of disappeared for a while. Anyway, it's back. It's on this featured album called Undaunted by Corey Purcell. Another American one now. This singer is Andrew, A-N-D-R-U, Bemis. B-E-M-I-S. He comes from Michigan. This is a Crawdad song.
You grab a line, I'll grab pole on it. You grab a line, I'll grab a pole, babe. You grab a line, I'll grab a pole. We'll all go down to the crawdad hole, honey, sugar baby mine. Get up, old man, you slept too late, honey. Get up, old man, you slept too late, babe. Get up, old man, you slept too late. The crawdad man done passed your gate, honey, sugar baby mine. You grab a line, I'll grab a pole, honey. You grab a line, I'll grab a pole, babe. You grab a line, I'll grab a pole. We'll all go down to the crawdad hole, honey, sugar baby mine. Yonder come man with a sack on his back, honey. Yonder come man with a sack on his back, babe. Yonder come man with a sack on his back. He's packing all the crawdads he can pack, honey, sugar baby mine. That man fell down, he bust his sack, honey. That man fell down, he bust his sack, babe. That man fell down, he bust his sack. Why, look at all the crawdads back to back, honey, sugar baby mine. You grab a line, I'll grab a pole, honey. You grab a line, I'll grab a pole, babe. You grab a line, I'll grab a pole. We'll all go down that crawdad hole, honey, sugar baby, ma. I heard the duck say to the drake, honey. I heard that duck say to that drake, babe. I heard that duck say to that drake, there ain't no crawdads in this lake, honey, sugar baby, ma. Don't need more than a piece of string, honey. A crawdad'll eat most anything, babe. A piece of rope, a piece of twine, a piece of your finger would do just fine, honey, sugar baby mine. You grab a line, I'll grab a pole, honey. You grab a line, I'll grab a pole, babe. You grab a What you gonna do when the river goes dry, honey? Tell me what you gonna do when the river goes dry, babe. What you gonna do when the river goes dry?
Sit on the bank, watch the crawdads die.
Honey, sugar baby mine. you gonna do when the crawdads die, honey? Tell me what you gonna do when the crawdads die, babe? What you gonna do when the crawdads die?
Sit on the banks and cry, cry, cry.
Honey, sugar, baby, mine. Crawdad strut around, honey. Won't you look at that crawdad strut around, babe? By the way that crawdad struts around, I'd say he's the mayor of Crawdad Town. Honey, sugar, baby, mine.
You grab a line, I'll grab a pole, honey.
You grab a line, I'll grab a pole, babe. You grab a line.
Hornpipes, namely the Keswick Bonnie Lasses and Stables Grand Hornpipe, from a group called the Boat Band. Kate Barfield playing violin, Mark Burke melodeon and percussion, Greg Stevens guitar, tenor, banjo, melodeon and percussion, and Tony Weatherall, melodeon. I give you their names because they've all been on other albums that have been played on this program. Greg Stevens and a group called Crookfinger Jack, particular favourites of mine. But they're from an album called A Trip to the Lakes, recorded not during COVID, but during a foot and mouth outbreak in Cumbria. They got all depressed about that, but got together and held a short notice folk festival. And then to remember the event, they recorded this album, A Trip to the Lakes. And the lakes in question, I guess, would be, well, if Keswick's in there, then I guess Derwent Water and the Lakes District. You're listening to Come All Ye, and I mentioned a week or two ago that I was going to play a track by Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer. Well, here it is. It's called Billy Boy, and we'll hear Nancy's Fancy at the end of it. Nice, slow, reflective version sung by Johnny Dyer.
Fitting for your wife, Billy Boy, Billy Boy. Is she fitting for your wife, Billy Boy? Yeah, she's fitting for my wife, like a handle on her knife. She's my Nancy, Billy's my fancy, and I'm her darling Billy. Did she ask you to sit down, Billy Boy, Billy Boy? Did she ask you to sit down, Billy Boy? Yeah, she asked me to sit down as she cuts it to the ground. She's my Nancy, Billy's my fancy, and I'm her darling, Billy. She light you up to bed, Billy Boy, Billy Boy. Did she light you up to bed, Billy Boy? Yeah, she lit me up to bed with the bowing of her head. She's my Nancy, Billy's my fancy, and I'm a darling Billy. She lays her close to me like the bark that's on her tree. She's my Nancy, Billy's my fancy, and I'm her darling Billy Boy. Did you marry in the morn, Billy Boy, Billy Boy? Did you marry in the morn, Billy Boy? Yes, we're married in the believes my fancy, and I'm her darling Billy
Boy, or Nancy's Fancy, from an album called Stones on the Ground by Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer. Johnny Dyer plays guitar, accordion and piano. Vicky Swan plays nickel harper, Scottish small pipes, flute, whistle and double bass. They've been to Australia. Vicky Swan didn't have a double bass with her, but she had a few of the other things. That's a nice album, and a nice song, I should say. Billy Boy. Change the tempo somewhat now. This is Taj Mahal with Tumani Dibate and Ramata Diakite, Queen Bee.
Oh, watching and look at her run.
I guess we know a lot.
Strutting and shaking some. Dancing, having fun. Love me to my soul. Rock me to my soul, my baby, baby, baby. To my soul. Rock me to my soul.
Interesting collaboration on a song called Queen Bee, Taj Mahal with Tumani Debate and Ramata Diakite. So a combo there from the United States and Mali. Fascinating album called One World, Many Cultures, put out on the Putumayo label, who released so many fascinating albums. Time for the final track, and it'll come from the featured album. It's a set of jigs, this time not compositions of Corey Purcell, but traditional Irish ones. First one is Father O'Flynn, otherwise known as the Top of Cork Road. Then When Sick, Is It Tea You Want? And the third one is Mind the Dresser. He's changed the keys a little bit on these, but we'll forgive him that, because it's rather good arrangements. The album is called Undaunted. Corey Purcell is the artist, CoreyPurcell. It's not on a label, it's just him, I think. CoreyPurcellMusic.com will find it. I hope you've enjoyed it. Talk to you next time. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.